This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Let's get to this audio here that you guys...
No, I don't want to. I'm so mad. It's so awful.
Well, Jamie, it's news, isn't it?
Is it? Is it really?
Well...
Is it? Come on.
Not in my world, it's not.
Yeah.
But there are people who are big Selena fans and
Benny
fans.
Well, Carson is one. So Carson says to me off the air, oh my God, Benny and Selena just came out with their new album, right?
I said, well, I love you first.
Right. I said, I love you first. Is the name of the album.
That's the name of the album? Oh, I thought you were coming on to Jamie.
Yeah. That's what just happened. Anyway, so then I know the one song that she sings because I keep thinking it must have been uncomfortable for him to produce it because I feel like it's about Justin because it's called like Call Me When You Break Up.
It is, yes.
And so that one has made it. Okay, that's one song off the album that's
It's called what now?
Call Me When You Break Up.
Yeah, and so I feel like it's about Justin, and Benny produced it and, you know, made the whole thing.
And I'd say it's the best song on the album.
Well, yeah.
Hands down.
Because then the songs that they wrote about their own love life are horrible.
No.
Let me play one for you.
Okay. This is about their love life.
Yes, about their sex life. And I don't want to think about Benny if you've never seen him. He is a hairy man.
Yeah,
and I don't want to think about him like rubbing oil all over that hair.
Oh.
It gets all matted down. And then you think, and then you get a hairball. It's nothing sexy about it.
So Selena and Benny have put this out, and we're supposed to hear it and think of them.
No, they want us to. They told us it's about their sex life.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. Put your hands on me.
This on watching March Madness. I mean, what an ideal day that would be.
Yeah, ride Alexa, like a cowboy.
Play me the Benny song where he rides it like a cowboy.
Or she rides it like a cowboy.
I hope he doesn't. Yeah.
The March. Can give me the March Madness play by play too, all mixed together, please. That is part of their album.
Yeah, and so they said, oh, this one's dedicated to our love life. And I'm just like, and then we were playing off the air, a bunch of their songs off this new album. I don't know.
It just sounds the same. It's they're all slow, and she's like, it's almost like she's like talk singing.
What is the number six?
So they went on Hot Ones, Hot Takes.
Hot ones.
They went on Hot Ones where, you know, you try the hot sauces and whatever. And they talked about what it was like to collab.
So I'm curious what it's like to make a pop record with someone who you have a deep relationship with. Did that kind of unique collaboration add any layers to the music that took you by surprise?
I mean, for me personally, for sure. I was able to tell him things that I don't think I would in another relationship. Because he was also, to me, like the conductor of of this record. And I don't know, I felt like I could tell him things that maybe I was feeling insecure about that I wouldn't feel like I could open up to any other producer that way, let alone like a partner.
That was a good one.
Wait, is that the, that's Jeepers. Not the hot one, like the
hot ones? The show with hot questions and yeah. Even hotter wings? Yeah, that's them. That was Sean Evans at the beginning of
usually
it.
Usually they're fun.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No, they were boring as hell. Yeah.
That's terrible.
I mean, I like that podcast. Yeah. Because it's funny.
The YouTube
fun.
Channel. Yeah.
Yeah, but that is horrible.
Jeez.
My God.
Makes you want to ride it like a cowboy, doesn't it? Ride it like a cowboy. Ride it like a cowboy. Is this a single? Is it going to be a single?
Yeah, they put out a whole album.
All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back. Ride it like a cowboy.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.